The reading this morning is taken from Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
So it is my very great pleasure to introduce you to Tim Jones, who is going to make his way down here any minute. Tim is our Diocesan Director of Ordinands, which is a very big title. And for those who don't know what it means he looks after people who are thinking about being ordained in the Church of England or are in the process of being ordained and in their first few years of being ordained. So he has a very important job. So he looks after Amy. So I don't know whether Amy's got in mind that the boss is here, so she's got to be good, or whether she's just going to try and get away with what she can. I don't know. Tim, do you want to come down? And we'll just take a moment just to pray for Tim before he speaks to us this morning. Do you want us to get the kids down here, or were they okay? Well, you'll do that in a bit. You do that in a bit. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Tim. We thank you that you've brought him here to be with us this morning. We pray that you will be on him in power, in the power of your Spirit, that his words will speak into our hearts and minds, and that through him blessing us, you will bless him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I was last here, I think, for Amy's ordination in October. Here I am again. Before I begin my talk about the reading that we've just had, I want to say a little bit that I say everywhere I go about my job during the week. My job, people think it's that I go round looking for new people to be vicars, and that's nearly true. What I do is I go round encouraging church congregations to look for people to be vicars. So my little joke is that I go round asking people to look for anybody who is unnecessarily unordained. Or let's think about it another way. Think about the kinds of qualities you would like to see in a vicar. And then think about who you know who's got those qualities or has nearly got them. And then maybe go up to them quietly, after a bit of prayer yourself, and ask them to pray about whether God might be calling them to be vicars. Okay? And then ask them to go and see the vicar. Are you with me? Good. Right. Are there any children in the church? No. Yes. Right. Any younger people who want to see what's going on, who want to play with a telescope or play past the parcel, come down now. If they don't come down, can parents force them to come down? Here we come. Cool beans. Oh my goodness, we've got loads of folks. We've got at least one princess. We've got cuddly toys galore. And we've got a tripod that's set way too tall. Here we go. Who's ever used a telescope before?
I haven't.
You haven't? Well, in that case, we need to do something about that, don't we? Here we go.
I have.
Right.
I have.
What do you think you can look at with a telescope?
The moon.
The moon. The moon,
yeah. And the stars.
You can look at the stars as well. No, you must never look at the sun with a telescope. But good thinking, because that's in the sky as well. But you must be very, very careful not to look at the sun. You can look at clouds. You can look at birds and things like that as well. Or you can look at ships out at sea.
And I wrote a song about the medicine.
You know a song about it. That's brilliant. Let's save the song. But after the service, you know it too. We're going to have a great sing-along after the service. Okay, first of all, let me count how many you've got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Fine. Right. Who knows what the usual thing we say for the word magi? We've heard the word magi several times. That's a really strange word. Tell you what, you're all standing up in front of me. Let's have you guys sit down there for now. You all sit down here. You come and sit down here. I'll sit down here. Who knows what the word magi means? It was in the Bible story. You know. Okay, we'll have one guess. Okay? Who wants a guess? Nobody wants a guess. The word magi, well, we're not absolutely sure. It means, we often say wise men. But I wonder what they're wise about. Who knows what, who can stroke their chin like a wise man? Wise. It means people who are good at thinking about things very carefully and making good decisions or giving good advice. Who do you know who gives good advice and makes good decisions? Who do you know who's sensible? The wise men. Yep, the wise men were wise. Who else do you know who's wise and sensible? Baby Jesus. Baby Jesus was certainly going to grow up to be wise. Who do you know? Who's it? Who in your house do you know who you go to if you want? Actually, this is a dangerous question to ask. Who in your house do you go to if you want a really sensible decision? Hands up if it's mum. None of you. Okay? Hands up if it's dad. Yay! Yay! Hands up if it's either mum or dad or somebody else and they don't mind. Okay. Okay, let's call that an inconclusive survey. Okay. The wise men from the East, and this is something for the grown-ups now. The wise men from the East, we're not exactly sure what the Bible means when it says magi, but we think they were probably Zoroastrians, which is an ancient Eastern religion where they paid a lot of attention to the stars. You can hear it in the name Zoroastro. Zoroastrians, same as in astronaut and the like. Zoroastrians paid a lot of attention to the stars. So probably, we're talking about Zoroastrians. And they came from the East, and they were really interested in looking at the stars. Come over and look at the telescope. Everyone can have a quick look through the telescope, and I'm going to point it through the window and see if you can see any stars. Can you see any stars? You can just see the window.
Yeah.
Let's try the next one. Next person. Have a quick look. Can you see any stars? No.
No,
just the window. Okay. Anyone else? Can you see any stars? Just the window. Okay. Everybody wave their hands like this. Let's look at their... Uh-oh. Tell you what. Let's move you up. Can I just pick him up here and move him onto the step? And there we go. Can you look up through there? Can you look through there? Wave your hands, everybody. Can you see anything twinkling?
Can you see any
Can you see anything twinkling? He's waving back. Okay. There we go. You want to have a quick look? Now, can you see any twinkling stars? No?
You can just see the mist.
You can just see people waving their hands. Okay. Okay. All right, have a quick look. Can you see any stars or people waving their hands and twinkling? Can you see anything twinkling? No? Okay, this is going really well. Are you the last person? Okay. You can look through and your answer needs to be yes, okay? Have a look through there. You have another go. Okay, that's two then. Okay. Can you see, go. Can you see any stars or anything twinkling? Look through there. Have a look. Put your eye against that bit. Can you see anything twinkling? Say anything you like, as long as it's yes. No, you're looking at how it works, aren't you? Okay, next. Okay. Can you see anything twinkling? What can you see?
I can see the moon.
You can see the moon, fantastic. Can I borrow your cuddly toy for a moment? No, can I borrow your cuddly toy for a moment? What's his or her name? I'm going to call him Billy, okay? Billy's going to have a look through. Everybody wave their hands. Billy, can you see anything twinkling? Billy says definitely yes, okay? Thank you. Okay, everyone can sit down again now. Well done, kids. That was really helpful, kind of. The wise men looked up at the stars because they were really interested in what was going on in the world. Really interested. Are any of you, they were really interested in how the world worked. They really wanted to know. And they could see the stars up in the sky. Who's ever gazed up at the stars in the sky? Yeah? Grown-ups, who's ever gazed up at the stars in the sky? Yeah. Who's ever gazed up at the stars in the sky and gone, wow? Who's ever gazed up at the stars in the sky and felt really funny inside? Yeah? Just aware of how amazing and awesome the whole universe is. Who's ever felt really funny inside when they look at the stars and see that? The wise men paid a lot of attention to the stars because they were sure that there was a lot more to this world than just the normal day-to-day stuff. And they were sure that the stars would help them understand. And here's a funny thing. God looked at their honest inquiry. God looked at their honest questions and took them seriously. And even though those wise men weren't from the people of Israel, God loves everyone. And God uses everyone for his good purposes. Put your hand up if you think God loves you and is happy to use you to do good in the world. Yeah, that's right. God loves you and is happy to use you to do good in the world and is always happy when you've got honest questions. We're going to play a game. Who likes playing Pass the Parcel? Good. Let's play Pass the Parcel. We'll get into a circle and we're going to play Pass the Parcel. Okay. Let's see. Now then, here's the thing. Whenever I've organised Pass the Parcel for my little when they were little, if they didn't get a prize, they started to cry. So playing Pass the Parcel seemed like a good idea at the time, but this morning, after I prepared everything, I thought, uh-oh, this could go horribly wrong. So, first of all, who thinks that they cannot cry even if they don't get a prize? Okay. If you do cry, I've brought with me some Kleenex, and if you start to cry, you get a free tissue. Okay? Right? So I'm going to put this here. I'm going to open it now, ready for immediate emergency access. All right? There we go. Tissue ready in case anyone cries. But you're not going to cry, are you? Nope. So here we go. I'm going to pass the parcel round, and when the music stops, it's going to stop with a crash of cymbals like this. Okay? Whenever you hear that sound, you've got whoever's got the parcel in their hands has to take off one layer of paper, and there's a present inside, and then we're going to stop and look at the present. Okay? Does that sound like a plan? Okay, music please, troops. Here we go. Oh, it's you. Oh, fantastic. What's your name? Hayden. Okay. Let's take off the paper. Here we go. You can feel the tension mounting amongst the grown-ups. Now, as it happens, inside is a potentially life-changing gift for someone. Potentially. This is an incredible gift. Does Hayden want to show up and let's see, is it under there? It's there. Is it falling inside? There we go. Can you hold on to this one? Can I just show him? Does Hayden want to start? I'll show everybody. Okay, I'll show. Here we go. This will change someone's life. This is the Bay City Rollers Gold album. Okay? Bay City Rollers Gold. Hands up if you think your life might have once been changed, even a little bit, like by the Bay City Rollers. Yeah, yeah. Now, this is a 3-CD set. They've had to squeeze on their top 50 greatest hits. Which makes me wonder where you can get hold of all the other hits they had once you've taken the first 50 out. But anyway, Bay City Rollers Gold album. Can I give that back to you, Hayden? You can listen to that all you like as you grow up. Now, I wonder why they called it gold. I think they called it gold because gold is a symbol of something being incredibly important, isn't it? Incredibly important. Who knows anybody who's got anything that's gold? Have you got any gold? Yep. You've got like a little gold earring, haven't you, actually? That's like saying that's quite important. And you've got gold on your T-shirt. Can you see the sparkle on your T-shirt? And you've got gold on yours. What's your name? Charlotte. Charlotte, stand up and show everybody the gold on your shirt. Look at everybody say, ooh, ooh. Gold is a symbol that says, this is incredibly important. So important that this is a king. When the wise men gave to baby Jesus some gold, they were saying, this baby is incredibly important. This baby is a king. And whenever you listen to the Bay City Rollers, think of Jesus and pray for help, okay? Right, music please. Here we go. Let's go with you, okay? And take off one layer of paper. Do you want to stand up to take it off so the grown-ups can see because they're getting excited? Okay, grown-ups, what do you think might be in here? Let's just have a quick quiz. There's gold. What do you think might be next? Potpourri. Oh, very close. Here we go. Oh, what's this? Ooh. What does that say there? It says incense, 30 sticks. Let's pass that to you for a moment. Incense. Incense in ancient times was something that you burned. It was like the gum from a tree. There were particular trees that you could get this gum out of, and you could dry it and burn it. And in the ancient world, it gave off a very distinctive sweet smell, and it was associated with holiness. And in the book of Exodus, Moses tells people to gather the gum and to burn it as a symbol of the prayers being offered for everything that the people needed, because What they were doing when they prayed to God was holy. So hold up these incense sticks to show people. When the wise men gave the incense to Jesus, they were saying, right here, in this manger, is a baby who is holy and sacred and of God. In fact, when they offered incense to Jesus, that was kind of saying, this is God, in a funny way, because you could only burn incense to God. So they offered Jesus a gift of incense. Thank you very much. You can sit down again. And music. Grown-ups can do a little dance. Grown-ups can do a little dance. Oh, we'll go with you because you were still holding on to it. Tear it off faster. Get a bit manic. Before you go. Now then, grown-ups. That's a really good gift here. I'm going to hide this. Myrrh is a kind of ointment, okay? Now, it was an ointment that was actually used when people were dead or approaching death. Now, the equivalent in our culture would be, this gets a bit dark, would be to get a little pot of formaldehyde. But we're not going to do that. We'll come back another week and I'll get you some formaldehyde, okay? But instead, the ointment we've got is germaline, okay? Or, as they called it in the ancient world, mermaline. For the record, my family begged me not to use that joke this morning, and I'm going to tell them that you laughed, okay? But when... Thank you. You've got to give all these gifts to your parents, actually. Don't play with that at home on your own. When they gave Jesus a gift of myrrh, they were giving him a special ointment that said, oh no, this little baby's going to have really difficult things happen in his life, and there's going to be suffering, and that this little baby is going to suffer for us. So even as all the wise men looked at this beautiful little baby, they thought, this little baby's going to be suffering for us. So that's what that gift meant. Okay, last gift. Here we go. Okay. Tear off the paper. Do you want help tearing the paper off? Yeah, okay, here we go. Because that's really well wrapped, isn't it? Because there's three bits of sellotape holding that. Here we go. There we go. Go for it. What is it? A candle. Come and stand up and show everybody the candle. Come and stand up on the top step. Okay, show everybody the candle. Now, a candle. Here's an interesting thing. That candle's actually a gift for us. Because when the wise men gave to baby Jesus the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh, they were actually telling something important to us. They were telling us that Jesus was the king, incredibly important, and so we've got to pay attention to him and do as he tells us. The second thing is that Jesus is incredibly holy. And the third thing is that Jesus is going to suffer for us. And all of that, when people light a candle, that's often a sign of hope. And so when we look at the baby Jesus and think about the gold and the frankincense and myrrh, even when things can seem quite tough in our lives, we need to remember to light a little candle with our prayers. And we can have hope because Jesus loves us and that he's important and holy and his suffering saves us. What's your name again, sorry?
Bella Doris White.
Okay, you can hold that and stand. You can just stand there and hold up the candle high so we can think about this. Okay. Good. That Bible story is full of symbols, jam-packed with symbols. The symbols of the wise men and all they stood for, all the foreigners, all the people outside Israel to whom the gospel would one day be taken. That's what they symbolize. The star symbolizes the whole cosmos, that God made everything. And that story where the Bible began of God making everything is focused in again on this child in that stable. And the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh speak to each one of us, a symbol not just for then, but for now, for who you are and your lives, and the place of Christ in your life and what he does for you. Is he the king? Is he holy? Do you recognize him as king? Do you accept his lordship? Do you accept his holiness? And do you accept the suffering that he endured for you? And if you do, then in your heart, there's always hope, even in the tough things that you will from time to time be going through in your life. This story is for you and for these little ones here. This is our story. Let's pray. Loving Lord, thank you for the wise men. Thank you for all they showed us. Thank you for showing them Jesus and for all the good things that started with that story in the stable. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, folks, take the gifts back to your mums and dads to look after, okay? Don't play with the germline.